Hello.
Thank you for calling Craftsy Video Membership today. My name's Kyle, floor supervisor. Can I have your last name and zip code to get started today?
Hi, the last name, Gongora, G-O-N-G-O-R-A, and zip code is 77014.
Perfect. Thank you so much for that. I do have an account here pulled for you. Can you just verify your mailing address?
14,000 Ella Boulevard, number 1603, Houston, Texas, 77014.
All right. I do have an annual membership here, premium.
Yes, I haven't been able to access it much. I was thinking about sending it to monthly. I've been wanting to watch, but it's been very busy.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Your expiration date is next year. But, yeah. So I did get a brief explanation of what's kind of going on from Abraxas, the one you were tuning to last. So you're concerned about the purchase that you just made?
Yes. I had made a purchase a few days before, and the sale price, the winter sale continued. I got an email saying there were still classes at $12.99, and so I looked over for a few more classes because I saw there was buy three, get half off. So when I put them into the cart, it showed I added the coupon and it showed everything, but when I had students to attend to, so when I came back, the cart was empty and I saw that the sale was still going on and the sale price still showed up as $12.99, but it didn't show up in the cart. So I was instructed to go ahead and complete the purchase and that the difference would be refunded if I sent the screenshot. So, the email that I received was on Saturday, so I knew somebody was working hard, but it showed that they were going to give me the sale price, but it didn't reflect the discount. It didn't show the coupon. The classes would have been at $12.99 for three classes for $38.97, and then 50% off three would have brought it down to $19. Where's my ticket there?
I'm looking at your email now, and I do see where you emailed in to us. And I do see someone's honored the $12.99 price for the three digital classes for the refund of $22.69.
Yeah. But they didn't apply the discount code, the 50% off three.
Let's see. So we refunded you on the 23rd for $22.69.
Yes.
Is that the proper amount or were you looking for more?
I thought I was going to be paying $19 for the three classes if they total? Were in the cart at $12.99.
Okay.
And half for... off of that would have been $19.48 plus tax. So the email says that the classes were discounted, but it didn't reflect the discount in the refund. They honored the sale price, but not the discount.
You're referring to the 65% off of all classes?
No, that's this week. Yeah. Last week it was 50% off three, and I went ahead and added three to the cart so I could qualify for the discount. And when I called in about it, they said yes, that it would qualify and just go ahead and send the screenshots and I'd get the refund.
Hmm. So last week's sale was, you stated, the what was it? What code was it?
Save on three. It was 50% off of three classes.
Okay. Give me 1 second.
Thank you, sir.
Do you know the exact number of you're looking to get a refund for?
$22.15.
So an additional $22?
And 15 cents.
Okay.
I think the total purchase would have been $19.48 plus tax.
For three classes.
For three. $21.69 including tax.
So each one of these classes were $40.
I got a little bit scared when I saw it in the cart because it showed $119 for when I thought I was going to be paying $20. I put a lot of faith in the CSR, where she said, go ahead and make the purchase.
So, you called somebody and said, go ahead and make a purchase?
And
they
said,
go ahead and make the purchase?
When I sent the screenshots, they went ahead and instructed me what to do.
You sent screenshots?
I called in on the day before I got this this email on the 23rd. The day before I called in, and they instructed me to go ahead and complete the purchase and take a screenshot of the receipt and of the special. And they've got it. And I didn't have to wait. They responded right away. And they honored the class price, but they didn't show the discount, the coupon discount.
I gotcha. Okay, let me just put in a refund here for you. Give me 1 second.
Thank you, sir.
All right, what was that exact refund that you were wanting?
$22.15.
And the discount last week, what was it called again?
Save on three.
Save on three, yeah. All right. I went ahead and put that in. I put my initials down for you to get return that amount.
Thank you.
If I have any problems, we'll be contacting you back, okay?
Thank you very much. Got the email before the next business day, and the refund came right through the account, so I appreciate the help.
Yeah, no problem. Just trying to hold up our end. This website's can be buggy sometimes.
I like math, but I don't think I'm as good at it as I'd like to be. So I can imagine that happens.
We've been doing discounts every week this week. Mm-hmm. And so like maybe it was Friday that you purchased. Mm-hmm. So it could have been that something like we were just trying to remove the discount, add a new discount kind of thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll get this fixed for you.
I had been wanting to look at some of the classes. So now that you're back on Roku, I thought I might be able to watch some more of the classes. I have had very little time. A lot of my students are wondering what's going on in the nation. And I was able to remind them that if the sign over the last century was worldwide, the resolution should be worldwide, and they shouldn't worry about just what's going on in the nation. And so I've been busy, distracted, and I hadn't had a lot of time to watch the classes. So I thought just put them on a different screen, and that might help.
Yeah, Roku. You got the email about Roku?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am. We just got that out last week, I think. So we just sent out the email to the customers, letting everybody know.
That might be a better workaround. You say that the membership is good until next year?
Your expiration date is until July 26, 2021.
Oh, 2021. So it'd be this summer.
Uh-huh.
I had thought about going month to month, but I keep thinking, well, this weekend before the end of the month, and I just haven't had time to watch a lot.
Okay.
I do catch just a few minutes, but I just haven't been able to watch.
Well, if you have any thoughts about it, I know your membership will renew, you know, for the $80 for the year, but if you're really concerned about the price, we could probably help you out. Okay.
That would be a help, because I've been wanting to watch, and I purchased a few more, and it kind of is easier for me to watch the ones I own, because the way they show up. When I'm watching a lot of the YouTube, the news on YouTube, I can put in a queue. But I have to keep switching between the classes, or I'll just put one class on and just let it play.
Gotcha. Okay.
And so when I had the free trial, I did that. But now it's just been, I don't know that I've watched anything but the one on pottery.
Ah.
And beyond that, it's been exciting. It's been busy. I had lots of privileges trying to encourage people as they were at home. I think it looks like the human family is in a global timeout to consider what's most important. And it's good to have some downtime. But a lot of times I'm encouraging people to look up the plagues in ancient times, because a whole new nation was founded after that. So if we're about to have a lot of changes, to be prepared spiritually, to be encouraged. So a lot of the work I do is volunteer to encourage people so they don't get down.
That's what's going on right now.
Hmm?
You think that's kind of what's going on right now?
I see patterns, and I encourage people to consider. Yeah. The last time there were plagues, it was for a purpose of honoring God's name. It's Exodus 9:14-15, chapter 9, verses 14, 15, 16, where Moses tells Pharaoh that God said, I could have wiped you out of existence, but for this cause I have kept you in existence, for the sake of showing you my power and to have my name declared in all the earth. And it doesn't seem that it's a coincidence. That's the same thing that Jesus said in the Lord's Prayer. The first thing he said is, hallowed be thy name. So I don't see that as a coincidence. And I encourage people to evaluate, to consider, to keep reading ahead. There's a lot of blessings. And I think the most concise way is in the Proverbs. Chapter 1 and chapter 2 gives a real good, quick overview. And I hope it's a blessing to you and your family.
Yeah, I think everybody just needs to be calm about everything anyways. That's how I feel.
It's good to read ahead, because I thought, I think 1 out of 1,000 people have noticed that the sign of the last days means the kingdom of heaven is having amnesty.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I'm Baptist, so I understand exactly what you're saying. So,
all right.
I just have a level head about it, everything. And I just, it's his plan, whatever he wants to do.
So we have an assignment. So the end of Matthew, right after in the end of the book of Matthew, right after Jesus says, all power has been given me in heaven and on the earth, he gives an assignment to go and make disciples, which reminds me that the last time God formed a nation after the Exodus, he gave the people his law. So if Jesus instructed us to go and make disciples, teaching them all the things he commanded, that is what Daniel 2:44 says, that in the days of those kings, the God of heaven would set up a kingdom but would never be destroyed. It would crush and put an end to all these, and it would stand its time indefinite. Is it going to crush and put an end to all of these by the educational system that Jesus had instructed? And I think that's what Proverbs chapter 2. Proverbs 1 gives the overview, but chapter 2 is so inviting. Heading out with my son, if you would seek, and then it talks about finding the best treasures. And by the end of chapter 2, it says the wicked will be cut off, but the treacherous, they'll have to be torn away from it. And that's what it looks like every day in the news.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I could talk to you. Yeah, I could talk to you about this all day, but I do have to go.
Yeah, we can't get from door to door these days. But it was. Thank you very much for your assistance.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. You have a great rest of your day. Thank you for calling Craftsy Video Membership. Let me know if you need any other help. Okay.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Bye.
Bye.